This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
There's some very interesting news after the hockey game last night. Apparently, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is mulling an offer from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be his running mate as an independent in the upcoming presidential election. So, first of all, I do hope that he accepts. I think there's a fair chance he will. And all I am waiting for is the campaign. I want the campaign. America needs this campaign. And I will say this. We need to come up with a campaign slogan for Kennedy Rodgers. So here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. And I've already put this on Twitter. We're going to read these throughout the show. Anti-vax, anti-sax. Boom!
Oh, wow.
Right there. Right there. Let's talk some Panthers with Kyle Bailey from WFNZ in Charlotte at Kyle Bailey Club on Twitter. What do you think? Anti-vax, anti-sax. Does that work for you?
Maybe. It might actually get, you know, I guess Perot was the last high watermark for independence. This one might challenge him. I think that was, wow. I mean, I've seen this news a little bit. I wasn't quite sure of how serious it was, but looks like it's pretty serious. So I think it would make for some pretty interesting political theater the rest of the way.
I think the story in terms of Rodgers being serious about it, certainly Kennedy is serious about it. That's the serious part. The fact that anybody would spend more than what I just did talking about Aaron Rodgers as a viable vice presidential candidate, that's the stuff that we have to have better things to discuss than that. I mean, unless we're playing music in between, that's certainly cool to talk about in between. And we will do that sort of in between the smash hit that you and I are going to talk about here, Kyle. Which is the Panther. Is it crazy to think that I know that Brian Burns walked out the door and by and large, it's a mess, but at least they've hit the right areas that they need to hit so far?
I think it's been fun to react. This is the best part about NFL free agency here in a market like Charlotte, especially where, you know, legal tampering opens. You don't quite know what to expect. And I don't think many of us had high expectations. Are certainly not to this level of activity and spending money. But when they traded Brian Burns, $24 million came off the salary cap, and you've got a cap wizard in there now, and Brant Tillis, mm-hmm. who negotiated Patrick Mahomes' contract out in Kansas City. The guy clearly knows what he's doing. And, you know, when you look, you see these mammoth deals for the offensive linemen, right, especially Robert Hunt. And I talked about this yesterday, but then you look up, and it's only combined about a $10.5, $11 million cap hit this upcoming year for those two guys. And you've already significantly upgraded your offensive line, which is, you know, good. It helped to soothe the wounds for a lot of folks of losing Brian Burns. But then we get back on air yesterday, and all of a sudden, oh, A'shaun Robinson's coming in to team up with Derrick Brown in the middle. That could be formidable. And they're bringing in Josie Jewell, a linebacker who has had 100-plus tackles in three of the last 4 years. And most importantly about those two, it feels like there's very clear symbiosis or a good working relationship between Morgan and Averro, where somebody said, hey, Ajiro, we're going to have to, you're going to lose Brian Burns and probably Frankie Luvu, but what we will do for you is go get you your guys. A'shaun Robinson was with him in LA when they won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Obviously, Josie Jewell was with him in Denver. So Troy Hill's back on a one-year contract. Obviously, they're hosting some edge rushers today. So you look up and it seems very clearly like Dan Morgan's got a plan. And then the Deontay Johnson thing last night. I mean, that's just good business. You end up trading a guy in Dante Jackson, who you didn't think that you were, I mean, that anybody was going to take off your hands.
Right.
You were prepared to cut him, but instead you flip him and a pick for, which I think at least your number two wide receiver right now, and a guy who specializes in getting open.
Yeah.
Right. What was the thing last year with Carolina's wide receiving corps? Nobody got open. This guy, all he does is get open. So it's a great piece of business for Dan Morgan, who I think is winning back some hearts and minds right now.
Yeah. It's hard. Here's the thing. I go back to last offseason, and I appreciated what they tried to do, and I liked a lot of the moves. I liked the Hayden Hurst. Didn't work out. but finding a tight end who should have been better, and maybe that had everything to do with the fact that their offensive line was so bad for whatever reason. Their offensive line was bad, and it really, I mean, it undermined everything they tried to do with the passing game. And they're certainly going about the business of rectifying that. We don't know how the players are going to work out. Free agency is a weird thing. But I appreciate where they're concentrating their money and what the parts of the team that they recognize that they must rebuild. Now, I mean, you and I have probably talked about this. I've been saying it for more than a year that the Burns train should have been leaving the station, not this trade deadline, the last trade deadline. It's sad that they gave up more for Sam Darnold than they got for Brian Burns, and that is just a matter of fact. But what do they do now? Do they have to address edge rusher with one of those second-round picks, or do they do that in free agency too?
That's a good question. So I will say, as far as the Burns thing goes, I was a proponent of keeping Brian Burns for most of the last couple of years. And let's be real about this. If they hold on to Hassan Reddick, and they don't let him walk in an attempt to keep other players, we might not be having this conversation today, because those two together was, you know, a pretty formidable tandem as well. But it got to a point where there were hurt feelings, and, you know, a lot had been said and done or not done, and they've moved on. You're absolutely right. Now, in terms of what they're doing next, you know, philosophically, Dan Morgan so far is doing a thing that even his greatest skeptics right now can appreciate. I think that they're building from the inside out. They brought an offensive lineman. They brought in a defensive lineman, a linebacker yesterday. And so, yeah, today they're hosting Chase Young. I believe DJ Wonnum, former Gamecock, who registered 8 sacks last year in Minnesota, as many as Brian Burns did here. he's visiting as well. I think Jadeveon Clowney is going to make a visit here tomorrow. Mm. So we could look up here in the next 24 to 36 hours and say to ourselves, oh, okay, on paper that already looks like a – side-to-side, front-to-back, better overall defensive front and or pass rush than what they could put on the field last year. And let's recall how many times that, you know, Ejiro Evero made chicken salad out of chicken spit, and I used a P there.
Very nice. You know,
thank you. And how many times he did that last year with a lot of injuries. So, you know, you give him some of his guys, you go out and you get, you know, mostly replacement-level guys or even, you know, as good as Brian Burns in terms of production, then you might have something with an offense that they're retooling and revamping. And I still think that the next big splash is going to be on that side of the football. I don't think they're going to necessarily call up to Cincinnati and offer them one of those twos for T. Higgins, but they might. They might do that. And with 33 and 39, you've either got the luxury now of doubling down at wide receiver playmaker in a span of 6 picks, or you could go wide receiver 33, and you could take our guy Peyton Wilson out of NC State, who Luke Kuechly has endorsed. Out here. So he's bigger than me. He's faster than me. And I'm a big Wilson fan. So you got a linebacker running the organization now. I wouldn't rule that out either.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites, because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator? Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Kyle Bailey at Kyle Bailey Club on Twitter, WFNZ in Charlotte. There's a lot of people we have that didn't listen to. Heck, they'll be listening to you later on your station, Kyle. There again. You'll be there again. It's very
Actually, not tonight. Tonight we've got Hornets tonight. Yeah, we've got Hornets tonight. See, we got Hornets and Grizzlies in Memphis. I've got the pregame show at 7. So unfortunately, no Adam Gold show tonight on FNZ. I apologize. I hate that for the folks that won't be able to hear me twice in a 4-hour span.
Exactly. Kyle Bailey is joining us here on the Adam Gold show. That number 33. They still need a center, though, right? There's no chance that Brad Bozeman's going to be their starting center, correct?
Oh no, he's gone. So they're moving Austin Corbett over. It's the current report. Now Austin Corbett has played center before.
Okay.
I think he can do it again. And you know, look, this is the same player who, despite missing a lot of time last year for injury, was the best offensive lineman on a Super Bowl championship team in L.A. 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I like Austin Corbett. I like what he brings to the locker room. I completely understand this. Some are calling it an experiment, but I don't think that's accurate. He has done this before at the professional level. So I'm curious to see how he performs in between now Robert Hunt and Damian Williams. Brady Christensen gets to be a swing tackle, yep, which I think is perfect for him and this team. And as far as, you know, what you said about the center there goes, you know, we talked about 33 and 39. I still would consider a guy like Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. He's just a mauler of an offensive lineman, loves to hit people. He's not the absolute biggest guy out there, but, you know, he's I think, four-time state champion wrestler. Those guys tend to make pretty good offensive linemen, especially in the interior. So you can get a little war daddy like that out of West Virginia and develop him as Austin Corbett allows you to have some experience up there and feel better about your offensive line than you probably have since Ryan Khalil was there.
Kyle, but you're already making this non-Panthers fan feeling like, you know what, this offseason hasn't been a complete disaster, because most of the disaster has happened in previous off-seasons, not this one.
No question. And I think, not to cut you off, but, you know, I talk to Steve Smith about this every Monday on my show, and, I talk to former players about it all the time, and they just remind fans constantly, and I'm a big believer in this too. In the NFL, the league is set up to where, for the most part, you should be one off season away if you know what you're doing. Now, if you employ stupid people who make bad decisions, you know, you can dig holes deeper for sure. But in the NFL, you should only ever be one off season away if you have competent people running your organization. So I think the Falcons have to be the favorite today with Kirk Cousins coming in. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the defending champions. I'm sure they've got something to say about that. But, you know, Carolina, I think, is off to a pretty good start here. And if Bryce Young turns out to be, you know, one of the big second-year stories, and it really was about ineptitude and mismanagement around him in year one, then there's no reason why Panther fans can't really enjoy the upcoming season.
Well, I'm sorry, you lost me at the Falcons are the favorite with Kirk. The favorite for what with Kirk Cousins? I'm just curious.
Hey, it's a bad division, Adam. You and I both know this. So, you know, you've got a guy who's, been through the fire. Uh-huh. He's been to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's got an abundance of weapons down there. And now he's a defensive-minded head coach with good pieces coming back. Listen, I don't take any pleasure in saying it. I'm not a Falcons fan, but just calling a spade a spade, I think the Atlanta Falcons are the favorite going into the season.
Okay, I'm not team Kirk Cousins. I think there is something about just being good enough to lose, and that's the category I put Kirk Cousins in. But
hey, you're not alone in that. Yeah. I've been told that by people in this building who think I'm wrong too, but we shall see.
He can certainly prove people. He wins a lot of regular season games. He's certainly done that over the course of his career. But the big games hasn't necessarily worked out very well. Kyle Bailey at Kyle Bailey Club. He will not be getting a second airing on WFNZ in Charlotte tonight. Actually, he will, just not with me. Appreciate your time, my man. We'll do it again.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Kyle Bailey from WFNZ in Charlotte. All right. If you have a slogan for the Kennedy Rogers presidential ticket, if you have a slogan for it, then I've already tweeted out the basically what I'm asking for. Something you could put on a bumper sticker, something you can, at a campaign rally, right on the podium, right there. There's a 5-digit code, text, whatever, to donate. And there's a slogan usually. And mine was anti-vax, anti-sax. See what I'm doing there? Both Rogers and Kennedy, not a fan of, science. Which is fair. You're free to do that. This is America. You're free to be not a fan of science. Right, Graham?
I'm trying to think of what I would want my slogan to be, or what the slogan should be, as I still look like a ghost. come back for Jets, come back for America.
Ah,